Good morning, my little lovers. Today is Monday, February 5th, and these are the astrological aspects for the first half of the week ahead. Well, kids, I hope you enjoyed the more chill week we had last week, because this week, all bets are off. Massive energy shifts are taking place, and twists of fate will be rolling in ways I bet you didn't expect could happen. So guys, let's jump into it and see what the first half of the week has in store for us. All right, kids, so Monday the 5th, we're starting off with push and pull vibes brought to you by none other than Venus, the ruler of love and money. As she comes to semi-sextile the sun, and a few hours later, Venus will square off with Chiron. Now, talk about your mixed bag of dicks, guys. First off, Venus semi-sextile the sun is a fundamental aspect bringing in some forward motion around a love and money matter. But what's interesting here is then she moves to square Chiron, the ruler of wounding and healing. Now, squares are harsh and stressful. Sextiles are positive and forward. So it's almost like you get something you want when she sextiles the sun, and then she squares Chiron and something else is out. It could be you get something and then it's taken away, or it could be that you get something you wanted and then you'll have to close the door on something else. However this hits for you guys, this is some real up and down vibes, and the situation could shift fast from good to not so good, or you could have to make a pretty tough decision. So a practical use on that, guys. It's entirely possible that Venus sextile the sun and then square Chiron will be two totally different topics for you, okay? So they may not be interconnected in any way, but it is absolutely possible, and I'm pretty sure of it, that some of you are going to see those things interconnected, right? So she either brings something in and then she takes it away right away, or she brings something in and then says, well, now you're going to have to sacrifice something else. So it's a mixed bag, guys. It's going to be some real push and pull energy. And again, Venus, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, Venus has been on a little bit of a, you know, let's call it an adventure for the past several months. Ever since she went retrograde in Leo, she's really been ramping things up. And my honest advice here, guys, is when I really plug into sort of the point of her journey and sort of the havoc and then the amazingness and then the havoc and then the amazingness that she keeps wreaking and then bringing and then wreaking, is just that I think she's really trying to shake certain things loose within us. And that can also be internal narratives and beliefs that we have around our value and what we deserve on love and money topics, right? I certainly know I've been doing a lot of shakedowns as a result of that, like what my internal conversation is about what I deserve, what my value is, has radically shifted in the past few months. And Venus is technically my ruler, right? I'm a Taurus, so she rules Taurus. So, but this is something that's affecting all the signs. It's not just limited to Libra and Taurus, which are the two signs that she controls. So this is a journey that we're all going on right now that is really, really spearheaded by Venus. She really wants us to get clear about what we want in matters of love, what we want in matters of work and money and things of that nature, what fills us with joy, what's important to us, and also what's not, and what have we been clinging on to as a safety net. So that story is continuing. I really do think it's coming to a climax very soon. We're sort of, you know, like in The Wizard of Oz, and they pull the curtain back to reveal that Oz is just that fucking dorky looking dude behind the curtain. I really do think that we're having a moment like that very soon. Now, the saving grace here is a few hours later on Monday, the sun will come to sextile Chiron, the ruler of wounding and healing. So there could be a light at the end of the tunnel here if you do run into some sort of stiff or angry or frustrating or blocked situations on Monday. If you do see a situation go south, a sun to Chiron is a positive aspect, which will give you the chance to work things out and find a way forward. Others of you will see that an old wound can be healed now. This should be a fundamental wound. It can be from the past. It can be from the present. It's something big because the sun is the fundamental of who we are. This can also heal work deals and anything really that has been sidelined recently. This is a healing, growing, and moving forward aspect. After that, guys, also on Monday, we have an interesting meetup when Mercury, the ruler of communication, contracts, technology, travel, and more, will conjunct Pluto, the ruler of the unseen, transformation, sex, death, rebirth, and so much more. So just to remind you guys, conjunctions are when two bodies are at the same degree in the same sign. So essentially, they look like they're sitting on top of each other. They're not really in outer space, but it looks like they are on the astrology chart. So I get a feeling that something is starting as a result of this aspect. Pluto and Mercury meeting up should bring in some reveals, information, communications, or even options that will be presented at this time. Now, technically, I personally think conjunctions are wild card vibes that really could go either way. But when I plug into this particular aspect energy, it feels mostly positive. Now, given the other intense aspects all hitting on Monday, Pluto to Mercury could be a pivotal moment where a decision is made or information surfaces that helps you decide on what you need to do next. In the evening on Monday, the moon will square off with Neptune, which could make you feel a little unsettled or a bit emotionally off. This could also be the rose-colored glasses coming off. I also get a sense that some of you could be hearing from someone you may not have been expecting to hear from, or perhaps even wanting to hear from. But open those ears, guys. There could be an important message there for you to receive. Okay, guys, let's move on to Tuesday the 6th. And the energy isn't letting up, and neither is Venus, the ruler of love and money, as she comes to square the North Node of Fate. Well, that's not the cutest vibes for a Tuesday, and my gut tells me a choice will have to be made. And this isn't an easy choice, guys. The path is splitting in some situation, and since there aren't two of you, you must decide which way you're heading. Others of you could see that something or someone just isn't what you thought it was or what it promised to be. A reveal could be coming out now that could drastically change your mind about a situation you are currently involved in. But hang on, guys, because the sun will come to their rescue on Tuesday as well. But before that, we get to Jupiter and Saturn will have a kind of an odd sextile in a way on Tuesday. And yet normally sextiles are super positive, but this one, I'm not totally sure about this one. When I plug into this one, guys, it really feels like a moment to roll the dice. But that roll could go either way. Jupiter controls fame, fortune, luck, and acceleration, and Saturn controls structure and karma, limitations, boundaries, things of that nature. So sometimes we do have to risk it big in order to get it big or win it big. So yeah, this could go either way, guys. If a situation comes up that perhaps feels too good to be true, be careful and trust your gut at this time. A big reward could be at the end of this process if you're willing to take the risk. Moving on, we have the rescue aspect as the sun comes to sextile the North Node of Fate. So there you go, guys. The sun seems to be sort of countering Venus stuff. Like, that's why I really think the path is splitting this week. Venus keeps going and squaring off. She squares off with Chiron, and then the sun comes to sextile Chiron to say, well, hold on, there's a different way forward. Then Venus squares the North Node of Fate, and she says, uh-oh, time to make a decision. Shit's going south. You better pick something. And then the sun comes to sextile the North Node of Fate and says, hold on, guys, here's a solution. Here's a different way forward. So whatever Venus square the North Node brings up, the sun comes to help clear that path or potentially offer a new path. It's entirely possible that Venus square the node and then sun sextile the node again will be totally different topics for you guys, but possibly not for others of you. But whatever the sun to the node brings in should be a life-changing moment indeed, or at least the option for it. You don't have to say yes. Nothing trumps human will. This is a massive door opener aspect, guys, that will thrust something forward in your life in a really big way if you allow it to do so. Last up on Tuesday. Wow, Tuesday. Okay. I might take the day off on Tuesday. Oh, no, I can't. I have so much going on already on Tuesday. All right, last up on Tuesday, guys, and totally backing up the sun to the node, Saturn and Uranus will be in a minor positive aspect, which should see a sudden, surprising, and explosive shift to a structure you have been building in your lives or have been trying to build in your life. This is a positive shift that is taking place at this time, guys, and I get a feeling that once this shift takes place, you will be busy. Oh, you will be busy building and also preparing for what's about to come in or start. Also, guys, remember, because Saturn does control karma, this could be a massive karmic payback in a super positive way. All right, kittens, welcome to Wednesday, the 7th. We have a lovely day coming for us. Honestly, guys, Wednesday the 7th is going to be one of the best days so far. Granted, we're only the second month, but it is a star-studded day. We start the day off with Venus, ruler of love and money, coming to trine Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions. Also keep in mind, Uranus is currently reporting to Venus because he is taking a vacation in my house, Taurus. So finally, Venus is doing something that doesn't require us to gasp or clutch our pearls. Thank you, Venus. So trines are positive, guys, and this aspect should be a pretty big shift taking place in a good way to a love and or money matter. A big deal could be struck. You could be getting a job offer on or around Wednesday, or you could be falling in love. A relationship could be moving forward to a next level. You could get engaged. You could find out you're having a baby, or you could just see something from your past coming back up and ready to move forward in a surprisingly positive new way. However this hits for you guys, it's a big old shift, and I am certainly fucking here for it. Also on the 7th, Mercury will have a minor positive aspect with Chiron, and oh my god, guys, are we having good talks that can heal old wounds? Whoa! Because I think we are. This is a positive healing vibe centered around healing, communication, conversations, reach outs, or even, dare I say, a sit down face to face, a good old fashioned talk it out kind of moment. This can also be on the work front, as well as you guys will get news that something is now green lit and a moving forward. However this hits for you kids, it's a good one. And backing that up, Mercury in Chiron will have a meetup with Mars, ruler of action, god of war, coming to sextile Neptune, the ruler of our dreams. So we are backing up the Mercury in Chiron aspect, and we have Mars, the ruler of action and god of war, sextiling Neptune. I read that kind of funny. Who is the ruler of dreams, perceptions, illusions, and delusions. And that means we or others are taking actions to make our dreams come true. Again, guys, this is a massive forward-moving vibe that has something moving forward in the greatest of ways. This can also see you or others taking actions that then radically shift yours or theirs' perceptions in a positive way. You might be kind of shocked by what this energy brings in. Wednesday's vibes are all about shifting things in a new, great direction. Moon is doing all kinds of positive things on Wednesday. He conjuncts Venus, helping us to emotionally get aligned with ourselves and or situations. Then he trines Uranus, helping us to see a positive emotional shift taking place. Then he sextiles Neptune, helping us to see an emotional dream come true. And then he conjuncts Mars, helping us to take the actions we need to take in order to get what we want on an emotional level. Yeah, so we love Wednesday, February 7th. Thank you, Wednesday, February 7th. All right, guys. That's it for the first half of the week. Also, I know I didn't write this, so let me side note myself real quick. If you have something important, an important conversation, an important ask that you want to put out there, save it for Wednesday, guys. Wednesday is a super blessed day. There isn't one single harsh aspect out there that I can see. So guys, that's it for the first half of the week ahead, and boy, oh boy, are we in for an interesting ride in the first few days of the week. The second half of the week will have a few interesting twists for us to face for sure, but it shouldn't be anything ground-rocking at all. The days ahead seem to see some big doors opening for all of us, my loves, as new directions are offered and, yes, finally taken. There will be some chance encounters as well, guys. As twists of fate roll in, decisions must be made, and some of you will find that you are standing on ground or in places that you never thought you'd stand or never thought you'd stand in again. Venus seems to finally be getting to her point, but I don't think she's fully ready just yet to reveal her full plan to us at this time. But the days ahead will finally bring with them some interesting clues as to what Venus energy has been up to and had up her sleeves as she begins to reveal the path, the point, and who or what might just be at the end of this plan waiting for us. This week, we are faced with some facts and some realizations that could rock the boat just a tad bit and challenge the narratives that you have been writing within your head, either about you, excuse me, or about others, or even about situations at hand. I also get a feeling that some whispers will be coming in from people's voices from the past, continuing to echo in the present day, that you might just have to deal with. I definitely feel continued past things coming up. Remember, as I said in the last podcast, guys, just because no planets are retrograde doesn't mean that the past is off the table. It's just not. It's not. It's always going to be a part of the stuff that a lot of us are dealing with. There could also be some things that come up this week that have you saying in your head, haven't I been here before? If that's the case, guys, try your best not to prejudge the situation as there could be more to the story at this time. There is a lot, and I do mean a lot, of what I like to call testing energy. Testing, T-E-S-T-I-N-G, like you're being tested energy in the field right now. Little pokes are being taken now as the energy sets up situations to get a feel for our reactions and to see how much we have evolved. Remember, guys, not to let the past solely dictate your responses or reactions in the present. And also remember, guys, that other people's stories may have changed considerably since you saw them the last time, and that changed story can bring about changed people who are ready, willing, and now able to act differently in the now. And also, don't forget how your story has changed and how that has impacted you, who you are, and how you respond, as the energy this week is ramping up and presenting some chances for things to ride forward in pretty unusual ways. All that said, guys, I get a feeling that some pretty major shifts will be unfolding at this time that will be changing the course, or perhaps even charting a new one, question mark? The energy is now lit, guys. And this is for sure the time for us all to stand up, speak up, and level up. That's it for the first half of the week, my loves. I certainly hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, I am Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great first half of your week, guys. Yes, I nailed it that time. Talk to you later, guys. Talk to you on Thursday.